Let me ask you, how would you like to use this agent, theoretically? Put aside cost and regulatory issues. In what situations do you think it ideally should be used, at least in these patients?
I'm always very cautious when there are new drugs and new approaches. And I'm not going to say it will be the treatment for all the thalassemia patients. What I say is that from now we have to learn who will be the right patients. And as you know better than me, that's true for cancer, it's true. We have to learn who will be good for what, and why I'm going to say that. Because now we have different options, including gene therapy, and then we may touch it. And I'm sure that there will be subset of patients who will be better responders to this treatment. New agents are on the way, and they could be tested also for other molecules. So far, I'm in favor to treat, definitely. I will be very positive on treating non-transfusion-dependent patients, although the trial is not ended. But I guess that will be a good cohort of patients. Among those transfusion-dependent, I really like to treat those who have less comorbidity as possible. Because those 30, 40 years of age patients, they have some comorbidity, endocrine problem and so on. So the better they are, the better I'm expecting to respond. Apparently, there are no real exclusion criteria. Probably those with less severe genotype could respond better. So if I have a beta zero, beta plus instead of a beta zero, it could be possible they respond better. But as I said, I don't want to be too much, let's say, conclusive. We need to have a follow up and see. That's my really, I would like to be able to do that, subsetting the patients according to their potential response.